The opinions expressed in Devil's Advocate are individual and not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. That being said, thank you for tuning in and enjoy the show.
Welcome to TMU's Devil Advocate. Today we're not going to be... Oh, wait, no. Today you're going to actually see us. We have some cameras in the room, so you'll be able to see all of our lovely faces.
Yay!
And we have a special guest, Brandon.
Hi, everyone. Joining I brought my DS today.
That closet power outage.
Along with Robert, Mr. Levels, our editor, always helping us out behind the scenes.
Hi, guys. Welcome. I'm Mr. Levels. I'm not stuck in the corner anymore. Hello.
In a world full of Reddit drama,
only two voices dare to defend the indefensible. Welcome to Devil's Advocate.
Okay, am I the a-hole for calling out a kid for having an invincible gun during a game of laser tag and ruining his day?
wait.
Invincible or invisible?
Invincible.
Well, how would he make it invincible? Invisible.
Maybe he meant to say
but
invisible.
Maybe it's just like he has it and he's just like saying this is my gun.
Wait, that's cheating.
Yeah, exactly.
He's not the a-hole.
But it's also a little kid.
What if he can't afford the
well,
play?
Well, kids suck.
Yeah, so you have to judge them based on that perspective, right?
What does that mean?
The perspective that kids suck.
Okay.
Yeah, think about that.
Oh my god, these stories are so long.
Okay, wait, the title is Am I the... For calling out a kid with a fake gun or whatever.
For having an invincible gun during a game of laser tag and ruining his day.
Okay, we don't know
ruining his day.
Okay.
Dude, but is this like a at-home laser tag or like at like...
A place.
Oops.
Play
we don't know yet. We have to
we
get
don't know yet.
True. We don't know yet.
imagine you're like...
I'm gonna say, I don't think you're the a-hole.
I think they are. Imagine like a little kid, like I'm just...
But kids are like...
I hate children.
I hate children too.
Okay. I hate children.
But like, imagine a kid playing laser tag.
No, they don't deserve to have fun.
What if he's babysitting him and he's supposed to make this kid happy?
Well, then that's the kid's
fault. Kick rocks. How about that?
Okay. Well,
like, hey, what do you mean?
I'm just imagining this grown adult playing laser tag with a bunch of small.
You don't like playing laser tag?
Hey, he's cheating!
That is pretty lame.
No, but like, you gotta play fair. It's the kids' fault. I think they're not the a-hole. I think
they're not the a-hole because kids. Okay. Just because they're kids doesn't mean.
But look at it from like, what if the kids' parents saw a grown adult approaching their son
or their
child?
But the game is game.
They're having fun.
Whoa! Can you explain?
You have to follow the rules of the game. Just because you're a little jit doesn't mean you can play whatever you want.
A little jit.
Just because you're a little jit.
Okay, wait, I want to hear this story. Okay. Determined.
Wait, okay.
These, they're
not the asshole.
This is a very.
Not, I mean, not the asshole.
We are. They are. No.
We are.
No,
they not the
a-hole.
Are
not. You guys are saying they are.
We are not the a-hole. You guys are saying that they are the a-hole.
Yes.
Capiche?
Capoche.
Oh.
Oh, I thought that was falling.
Sorry. No, I'm trying to fix it.
Capiche.
All right.
Okay. Clear.
I was playing a game of laser tag recently in a holiday park. A kid playing had an invincible gun that was not working properly, and he took no hits and won every game. I then called this out, made the event runners test and replace it, and...
Why is this so hard?
I then got called pathetic by the kid's parents. Am I the a-hole?
Hold on.
Okay.
Yes.
You guys chat.
Wait, no, we're not.
Yeah,
we are. We think the guy is an
a-hole.
Think
the kid is in the right, so you think the reader is the a-hole.
Yeah, so we think he's the a-hole. Okay, but what if this kid, like, sucked his entire life? And this was his one shot to actually, like, be good.
We just took that away.
You just took it away from him.
All of his chances of happiness and everything.
But it wasn't just.
So your kid's a cheater. Cheater.
Okay, but he just wanted to have fun.
But he should play by the rules.
Okay, but like, think about it. 26-year-old man running through the forest. Ladies, I can't shoot the little kid. Why can't I shoot him? Right? So, like, imagine, Rev, do something. Like,
beside you.
But this seems like something people go to like as adults. So I'm thinking, from what I'm imagining, the kid's the odd one out. So he's just
laser
like
laser tags for adults.
Since when?
Since when?
Well, no, you don't like playing laser tag?
As a kid? As
yeah,
a kid,
like...
Yeah. When was the last time you played laser tag?
Okay, well, no, think about it. There's levels. Okay, think about it. There's levels to, like, shooting games in real life. So we have laser tag, we have paintball, we have BB, and then we have...
Military.
Yes. Right, so adults can do like the BB gun
Who's
stuff.
Who's playing military laser tag?
No, they mean the military.
Are we in America?
Like laser tag is like warfare for little kids.
Okay.
Right, and then you have like paintball, which is like for teenagers and whatever.
I understand being an adult playing paintball, but if you're playing laser tag.
Wait, so you're saying that you can't play laser tag? So you're telling me if I had my birthday party...
I'm not going.
You would go!
I would go.
I would go, guys.
She's saying that because she has to.
No, because I would play paintball! Or laser tag!
Yes, so you'd want to play paintball, not laser tag.
I'd play both!
No.
She's at paintball first.
She's at paintball first.
She's lying to you.
It's on the record.
Because you confused me. You said too many things.
Oh, she's lying now.
Okay, but like, when you're playing laser tag as a kid, do you not see adults... near you?
Well, okay, if it's like a kid's birthday party, it's like supervised.
Okay, no, because we're straight up just lying here because...
When was the last time you went?
I went was for my 22nd-year-old cousin's birthday party.
Which was when you were, what, 8?
That was 2 years ago.
Are they...
When you were 8?
What? What are you saying?
Okay, I can't with the brain cells in this room.
I just think it's really weird that this adult is like,
I can't shoot him. No,
this little kid is just trying to have the best time of his life.
But
you
he's
know?
Cheating. He's not playing by the rules.
He's paying good money for it. Goddammit.
Yeah, he probably is. And he got this faulty sensor. He's like, you can't shoot me. I know this kid's being a little jackass about it. Fool about it.
Think if everyone else at the park is not on that guy's side, then clearly that activity was like focused to be around kids and like family fun.
Exactly.
But from what we're hearing, he's the only kid there, so he's just some kid running around.
No. He was with his family.
His family is a bunch of adults who yelled at this adult.
I agree. I don't think the family handled it well, but at the same time, if I was mad about some kid's faulty sensor, I would not go to the park rangers.
Raph, well, do something, Raph.
Well, who would you go to?
I just wouldn't.
You took it out.
Yeah, you just took it
like,
out.
When it's over, I'd be like, hey, listen, I think his sensors
low key, I would go to the kid and be like, let's switch.
Or even like, okay. He could have been like talk to the parents first, like, hey, you know, like, if you want to teach him how to lose, whatever.
No, the parents were going to do that.
Huh?
They hated that.
Yeah.
No,
the
but
parents
that was,
were like,
no, no, no. He
smug,
was like,
apparently.
Yeah. Yeah. When he was like telling
the parents probably gave him the invincible thing.
Was that even his fault though? Like getting the invincible thing?
I mean that was probably by chance.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, okay. I think.
So he just got lucky. Because also, if the man had the invincible laser, the kid would be having like a mental breakdown. You know he would.
That'd be kind of funny.
He was at the end.
He can't lose! I've shot him!
No!
Yeah, but it's also like a maturity thing. The guy's 26, the kid is 12. That's like...
No. Teach your kid how to play fair, because now they're going to go out in life and be like, well, I'm right all the time.
Yeah, well, isn't that what happened to this guy?
Yeah, well, it looks like our 26-year-old ended up like that.
No, but like...
Well, because the little kid's being unfair, he's not playing just. The kid's just, like, being a little menace.
But he's also
a kid. Well, the 26-year-old seems to be getting a taste from his own medicine is what I'm getting. He seems to have won his whole life. And
if I play fair, I get the prize. I don't care how old you are.
And if I cheat, I also get the prize.
No.
Exactly.
Should we see what Reddit says?
Let's see what Reddit says.
All right. Reddit has decided. What do we think? Wait, okay.
I think we're right, Louisa.
No.
I think we are.
He's not the a-hole.
Okay.
Wait, no.
Whoa!
He is the a-hole. My bad, sorry. Other way around.
Let the children have fun.
Let the kid
adults.
Have fun. What if this guy's like a full-time
player? There should be separate, like, it's like... sessions, like one for kids, one for adults.
Yeah,
all would play fair, and then let the kids cheat how.
Yeah,
they
it's
want.
Like having like it's having like kids swimming pool and then like adult swim.
What'd you say?
That you guys are arguing that he is the a-hole.
Yes, yeah, I remember
he's
that.
He's a-hole for telling the jit that he can't.
It's
cheat.
For telling the jit.
Short-term memory loss.
I think
wait,
my guy.
So wait, you're agreeing with us? There should be like.
No. I'm not agreeing.
No, but like,
no,
with
no,
the two
no,
separate
no,
things,
no, no,
I
no,
mean. Like, okay, so there should
be... Yeah, there should be two...
trying to find a common ground right now.
There should be two separate things, but, like, I still play... If I still play fair... Right now, there's currently not two separate things. So I still play fair, but he's not. He's cheating, get kicked out.
Okay, but what if that kid is, like, permanently scarred now, and every time he sees a laser gun, he wants to cry?
That's too damn bad!
It's a learning experience. Yeah.
Imagine you try to, like, play a game with an adult, and, like you try to play basketball with your dad as a little kid, and your dad just, like posts up on you, knocks you on the ground, and dunks
on you. Well, that'll teach him.
Who's the bad guy, like?
The kid. He should have held his ground. He should be stronger.
So the kid should be LeBron James.
Yeah.
Well, I think it depends. Like, if I
don't know, if
you don't know.
But if, like, okay, if I'm at a family gathering and my little cousin has an invincible laser tag gun, I'm gonna let him win.
No, I'm taking it.
See,
yeah,
exactly.
Because in the end, I don't care enough to be like, no, you don't deserve that.
I just hate kids.
No, like, if...
Understandable. Kate, like, you were once one.
Okay, when I had a Switch, we had one controller that was faulty, and my younger cousin, who would cry a lot, I would make sure they had it all the time.
You are so mean.
That's so funny. Okay, okay. Stop! That's so good. I agree with that.
Okay.
I agree with that.
Did you ever, have, like, not enough controllers for everyone, so you would hand, like, a remote, like, a TV controller to, like, the little kid that wasn't connected to anything?
Oh my god! When we would play on the Wii, I would give them, like, the dead one.
Because,
you know how, like, Smash can only have, like, 8 people?
Yeah.
We would give them, like, the dead controller.
Do you have siblings?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you would play Wii, would you force yourself to be player one? Are you the older one?
No, I'm the younger one.
Oh, so
he would force player one, I would be player two.
Okay, so you don't get it.
No, I understand it because then my cousin would come over. I would do it. The cycle continues.
Exactly. So this kid needs to learn to be player two until he can reach status for player one.
Well, this is like
this analogy.
Yes.
Well, this implies that the kid is still like cheating with this faulty controller. Or like no,
he
this
is
implies
cheating.
That the
because
adult
he is cheating.
Cheating.
Yeah.
How?
But is
just
he aware?
The faulty controller. The adult is cheating now.
Okay, but like he might not even know though.
I was gonna say he didn't even know that he had that.
That's why he started crying. Yeah, I think he was more like, well,
no, okay, but
what
I think he does know because like there's no way he just thinks he's God avoiding everyone's shots.
Maybe he feels like it and he feels amazing.
Yeah, in his
all the lasers.
In his head, he's like, I'm the coolest person ever.
From all the way up here, just down there.
This adult man
this
had to complain.
This 26-year-old man with 3 kids is yelling at me.
Yeah, but kids are annoying. Kids are so annoying. Because then they're going to be like, I have the invincible one. I have the invincible one.
I'm super strong.
I'm Batman.
I'm Batman. I'm invincible.
What did they say?
So Reddit says that they are not the a-hole. So Louise and Izzy
are right.
Yes.
I think Reddit's wrong.
Okay.
We actually got it right?
Yeah.
Oh, I fully thought they were going to get it right. Sorry, go on.
Okay, think of the perspective, though. These are Redditors. they're the kind of people who hop in laser tag and beat the kids.
Okay, wait, what are they saying?
An unfair win is a real win. If you don't get caught in this case, tough cookie.
Okay, but the parents shouldn't have been, like, on the man. They should have been like, oh, sorry, I didn't know this thing was faulty.
Yeah,
because the parents were also being like, well, it doesn't matter. My kid is always right. They're the type of parents.
I just imagine just like the.
Because they're the type of parents that like would like, oh, their kid gets like a B at school, and she goes and she should be like, my kid deserves an A.
He will have a better job than you one day.
My God. Okay.
Hey.
Okay. What's the next story? Let's wrap it up.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
On to the next story. Am I the a-hole for encouraging my daughter to fat shame other girls at school because they slut shamed her first?
Nope.
Louisa says nope.
Yeah, nope.
Any other comments?
We should have said no first.
We should have never missed it.
God damn it.
Yes.
Yes. Kindness.
Stop looking at each other so lovingly.
I know.
Well,
like, yes.
No.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hello there.
What is happening right now?
Okay, back to the story.
Okay, sorry.
Izzy?
Yes.
No. Because she's getting bullied, so fight back. Fight back.
But violence never wins.
Violence.
Never. Yes.
Never.
Even if it's verbal violence,
you have to be kind.
Follow Christ.
You are the bigger person.
You're taking the hippie approach.
No, we're taking the kindness and love approach.
We are so look how loving and kind
loving we are. I fat shape him all the time, but it's out of love.
Oh my god.
They're not like us.
They're not like us.
This is such a central episode.
This is very central. Can we dim the lighting a bit
more? Oh, it's all the way.
We'll get like some music playing. Some soft jazz.
I have a 17F daughter who's in high school for her birthday. She wore a light-fitting Ralph Lauren dress. It was a bit low cut and showed some cleavage, but nothing inappropriate, so I allowed it. She went to dinner.
Loud fam.
She went to dinner. She went for dinner with her friends and posted some pics on her Insta. The next day, when she came home from school, she was distraught. When I asked her what the matter was, she told me that a few girls at her school called her all sorts of names for wearing revealing clothes for her birthday. They called her a and attention-seeking whore. Oh, sorry.
On her birthday?
On her birthday?
So you're going to come to my birthday party with a birthday gift because it's my birthday on my birthday?
Okay. While I was pissed, I told her to fight back. She could ask them to shut up or call them names back. I asked her to complain to the school authorities too, but I know it does not get anywhere. They simply ignore such things unless it gets out of hand. Fast forward to today, I get a call from a school. Oh my god. I get a call from school that my daughter fat-shamed a girl. I don't know why she capitalized shamed a girl, and I need to meet with the school authorities. Turns out...
What was that?
The mic.
Sounds like a truck horn.
Very, very quiet truck horn.
Turns out one of the girls who fat shamed her was chubby, so my daughter called her a beluga whale, and somehow others picked up on the name too.
Friendly fire.
This caused the girl to have a breakdown in school, and my daughter is held responsible for it. My wife thinks, oh, it's a guy. It's the dad saying this. Okay.
That's my dad for real.
Fight fire with fire. My wife thinks I am TA for asking her to fight back and start calling the girl names too. She thinks I should have taken the matter with the school authorities, but I know it gets nowhere. Am I the a-hole?
No.
Yes.
Yes. No. That was so mean.
That was.
What if she's so insecure about her beluga whale body?
Why are you shaming though?
Guys, she showed too much cleavage. Okay, it's her fault.
Is this not high school?
And what if it's a Catholic school?
What if
Jesus will not approve?
Okay, bro.
Oh, if it's Catholic, you know what Jesus is saying is. Do you know what the golden rule is?
But also
treat others the way you want to be treated.
Yes.
So if she's called names, she should expect to be called names back.
Okay, but like. Why is she treating them like that? So she expects to be treated like this more? Does she want to continue the cycle of violence now?
Okay, but also it's she didn't wear that sweater to school at all. Like it was a birthday outing, so it wasn't like it was school related at all. Hold on.
Oh,
hold on,
it wasn't at school.
No, it was like it was posted on social media.
But people
from her birthday night.
Oh, cyberbullying.
But people I don't know if you've seen like what people wear on Civvies Day, but people like dress like they're going to the club for some reason on Civvies Day.
Maybe my school was Catholic because everyone just wore sweats on Civvies Day.
Yeah, that's my school. What I'm like people would like.
We went to an art school.
But these were the non-arts school. These were the non-arts majors. Like these were the people who like lived in the area.
Yeah, but like also I went to a public school, so there were no uniforms, and like the things that you'd see like grade nines wearing, you'd be like bra and everything.
When I would go to like Garth, like the public school near my school, to use like their track or whatever, they'd be wearing the tiniest things.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, is this a Catholic school or did we just assume that?
No, but she's not even wearing it at a Catholic school.
I'm assuming.
She's wearing it on social media, not school related at all. So it's like
okay, but if we're gonna judge on what people are wearing on social media, can we just like
no? Okay, that's where it's like
I would never wear what I'm wearing like to a club to school.
No. But that's like that's the thing. Like, why are these girls at school bringing it up to her and bothering her about it? It's like, well, first of all, it wasn't even in school; it was on social media. So it's like, why do you have to make a comment?
Because they're jealous that her body is tea.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, she's a beluga, so... Yeah.
Oh, no. The bully is.
No, I know. I'm saying the beluga is jealous.
Oh,
she's on the chunkier side, guys. That's okay.
Okay, what do you... Now we know
Everyone
why.
Is the a-hole.
No. That's Everyone not that. It's not our side.
Oh, shit. Oh, God damn it.
Oh, what?
So...
Oh, what?
Okay. He's not... No.
He's the a-hole.
Because that was mean.
Yeah, I think everyone involved is
the
a-hole.
He is beefing with a 15-year-old
including
girl.
Including the Redditor.
No, he's beefing with the mother.
The mother?
Yeah, because the mom is like, you're in the wrong for not going to school.
But, like, why is the dad saying this on Reddit anyways?
No. The dad is going to the school to let them deal with it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
They are not the a-hole. Because I said so.
Okay, but
you guys have no points. You haven't said anything.
Okay.
Well, we had a group meeting. And yes, we got interrupted by you guys wanting us to make out.
Group meeting, you wanted to talk to a little. You have 30 seconds.
Okay. Basically, get this. Everyone involved is the a-hole.
No. That's basically
everyone. Like,
they did not discuss this at all.
You have 20 seconds.
We were busy.
Okay.
Think about it. Okay. Everyone involved is the a-hole, including the fella, right? Because. Stop it. That's it. You're distracting me. Robert, take over.
Yeah, you guys.
So basically, violence is never the answer. End of the day,
be kind
to everyone, even the belugas.
So they're taking the moderator approach, actually.
No.
Well, yes. But like, I wouldn't allow my child to get bullied.
Should we see what Reddit has to say?
Yeah.
Guys, there was no defending.
There was no defending that.
Let me read some comments. You are that a-hole. You're supposed to be an adult in the situation. Boo! Boo!
Yes. Exactly. Well, okay. Yes. So our new point.
That was exactly. They are responsible adults.
Honestly,
Leave it to the kids.
This is like the first story we've had where the comment section is like really mixed, I would say. Like a lot of people are saying, you are the a-hole. A lot of people saying like, okay, wait. Let me read this one comment.
They didn't hear our arguments.
These girls are witches with a capital B, no doubt. But you're doing your daughter no favors by telling her it's okay to be an ass to those who are an ass to you.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
I do understand that.
Treat others.
But I think like his main approach in a situation is to like teach his daughter to step up and defend for herself.
I get that, but like, just. Because teachers won't do anything at school. Like, if you told, like, the teachers, like, oh, this person's bullying me. Like, in my elementary school, my parents literally went to, like, complain to the teacher that I was, like, getting bullied. And the teacher was like, no, the girls will solve it themselves.
No, they won't.
Like, yeah, that was the same thing. Like, my dad and so many other parents went to the school, like, this guy's bullying us. But the bully was also mean to the teacher, so they were scared of him, too.
Bro.
So if I didn't take matters into my own hands, he would have kept bullying all of us.
No, they were just like, yeah, the girls will handle it. Like, girls will be girls. No. Girls will not be girls. Like,
okay,
girls.
Your teachers just low-key suck then. Like,
ours were pretty
honestly,
good in elementary.
They would actually deal with it.
We had, like, teachers that would, like, get in between, like, fights and just, oh, like, yeah. Like,
no, but
take
we were, but, like,
people.
Girls, they don't, like, fist fight. It's
oh,
like,
oh, our,
no,
school our school did. Our school did.
No, but it would just be, like,
your girls physically fought?
Yes.
Yeah. What? Oh, that never happened at my school.
Okay, well, Reddit actually does not have, like, a thing that says if they're the a-hole.
Guys, it's a tie.
Not, so.
It's a tie.
You guys are not arguing
your
side
at
all.
There's nothing to argue.
Okay, but arguing.
Based off the comment section, it's like... arguably, he was a responsible adult. I don't know.
The comment section is very mixed, so I would say it's 50-50. Thank you for joining us today on Devil's Advocate, and thank you for our guest host, Brandon. And follow us on Instagram at TMU Devil's Advocate.
Devil's Advocate 25.
Thank you for Robert for coming to
and,
the front.
Oh, and thank you for Mr. Levels.
We did free him from the basement.
Yes.
Yes, guys, my shackles are gone.
Now you're shackled to him.
Yay!
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Bye.